We get things underway this afternoon by talking some college football. It is a big day, National Signing Day, early signing day today, and some new Black Bears being welcomed into the fold. To tell us all about it, we're joined by the head coach of the Bears, Nick Charlton. Hi there, Nick.
Rich, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Congratulations on what looks like a good group. This was, I'm sure for you, the strangest recruiting experience you've had through the years.
That would be accurate.
As far as, you know, how was it different? What were some of the major differences for you and the staff?
Well, of course, not being on the road and everything being virtual, that was the biggest part of it. I think our staff did a great job, and I'm really proud of what we were able to accomplish and put together here. I think that these are great student-athletes and awesome families that we've had the chance to get to know. And it's all on Zoom and FaceTime and phone calls and texts, and that's how you're really doing it. And again, that's probably why it's strange and different, but at the same time, it's what everybody's doing, and we're all dealing with it together. So for me, I'm proud of the staff and what they were able to accomplish, and again, bringing 8 really quality student athletes into our program is exciting.
And among those 8, by my count, it looks like 3 transfers, one from Navy, one from Sacred Heart, and one from Indiana State.
Yeah, we had a few guys that we brought in. Again, we have some freshmen on there and then also some transfers. And we'll be taking more throughout the next month and into the next signing period as well in terms of the next signing class and then also a few more transfers potentially. So the guys today, Vince Thomas, who is at Navy, he's going to be a safety for us, plays a lot of different positions, has a lot of versatility. He's actually a family member of Tyler Royal, who's one of our tackles as a starter here. So that was really where that relationship came from. Richie Fagmezian is a New Jersey guy who went to Indiana State last fall, and they didn't play, of course. So he wanted a change and wanted to come back to the Northeast. So we were able to bring him in, and he's going to compete with the guys that we have on our team and then also potentially some others for the number of kicker jobs that we have. And then Jack Webb, who's from Maine, Thornton Academy, and played at Sacred Heart, so there's some familiarity there in the Northeast. And, of course, being a guy from our state, it's great having him back home. And I was excited to be able to talk to him today and just talk about coming back to Maine. So it's a good group of guys there.
Let's talk about some of the other new Black Bears, a defensive back from Trenton, New Jersey. Tell us a little bit about Kazir Bugs Brown.
Yes, Bugs. Best nickname of the class, certainly. He's a great individual, a lot of fun to talk to, great family, really has an infectious personality, and is a guy who is really our type of guy in terms of who we recruit. You know, he's from Trenton High School, New Jersey guy, and plays a bunch of different positions. He's a great athlete. We joke with him about playing wideout. I think defense would be a little riled up, so he's going to be playing corner for us and can do a lot of different things, and just is an exciting player. You know, we had a big defensive focus here in the early signing period. There were some needs and also some scholarship availability, so we focused in that area, but Bugs is a great addition.
I also have had great success, as we know, in Canada in recent years, and from Ottawa, Ontario, a big tight end, Antonio Corsi.
Yeah, Antonio was very highly recruited and had a lot of offers, and we really just kept up with him throughout the process, and the staff did a great job communicating with him and his family. His family's great people, really enjoy talking to them. He's a great player at a big-time high school at St. Francis in New York. You know, he's Canadian, but played in the States. It's right across the border there. And, you know, he's a guy who can play in line. He can play off the ball. They flexed him out a lot, and he caught a lot of passes there. He'll be able to do a lot of different things for us with what we do with the tight end. So excited to be able to get him in the program. He's been committed to us for a while, and definitely excited about his future.
On the defensive side of things, another area that's been a great recruiting ground for you, the Baltimore area, defensive back Jabari Eccles.
Yeah, Jabari was the one who led the whole thing off for the class of 21, and he committed last July, I believe it was. And ironically, he's same position, same high school as Manny Patterson, and that's a complete coincidence. It definitely helped in terms of familiarity, but that's what a lot of this was in terms of recruiting, was about relying on relationships and things like that, because you don't have a chance to go on the road and see these guys. So you know, the relationships you build with these coaches and then ultimately the players and their families are really important. Jabari is somebody who is at a big high school that, you know, they play at a high level. And he's somebody I think fell under the radar a little bit and didn't get the chance to go to camps. That's a big part of what we do in terms of our recruiting. But he's somebody who I think is going to be a great player here. And again, he's a great young man with a good family.
Another DB from a familiar school, Coatesville, Pennsylvania High School. Tell us about Abdul Stewart.
Abdul, he's a safety prospect for us. You know, somebody we've been talking to, but it really picked up late as we got closer to the signing day. Plays a lot of different positions. We're projecting him at safety. And, you know, with what we do defensively, we ask a lot out of those guys. So when we recruit, it's got to be, you know, we got to really hit, and it's got to be at a high level. And Abdul, somebody who plays at, again, another big program that plays at a high level in the state of Pennsylvania. So we trust those relationships we have there and know the football. He was fortunate enough to be able to play this fall. So we had senior film on him. And the fact that he's so versatile, plays all these positions, and then has a real confidence about him, you can just tell in his personality. It was definitely a no-brainer for us to offer him, and then ultimately he signed.
And also brought in an all-Canadian linebacker from Ottawa, Darius McKenzie.
Yeah, the first thing I said, and it's unfair, but he reminds me a lot of how Deshaun was on film at that age. And it's ironic because he's Canadian and plays the same position. But, you know, he went down and played at Clearwater Academy, which is a school in Florida that has a lot of international students. And I think he just kind of fell under the radar a little bit. But they all went down there and lived in basically host family houses. And he's a guy who's very productive this fall and then in the past as well. He's from Ottawa. It was really great getting to know them. Again, kind of came on late there towards, you know, as we got closer to signing day. He's a mid-year, so he's actually going to be here next month. So he's not eligible to play in the spring because he's a freshman, but he'll be able to get a head start here this spring, and it could be next fall.
We're talking with Maine football coach Nick Charlton here on National Signing Day. So this is phase one. More guys coming. What, approximately how many scholarships have you got available?
I mean, it's a little bit in flux just because we're still in the 2020 period and we're playing in the spring. So there's still some areas that we are, you know, looking at. Namely defensive back, offensive line, and then specialists. So there's some areas we're still looking at. I mean, roughly it's 10 overall, including some of the guys that we signed in this period. So it's going to be a little bit smaller of a class, but I think that's true really everywhere just because of the eligibility rules right now and what's going on, because we want to retain our seniors that we have. So it's going to be a little bit smaller of a class. We still have some areas that we want to address, and they were planned on being addressed in the next signing period. Like I said, those three positions I just brought up, there's still some spots that we're looking at along with some other ones. So we're going to continue here, but it's roughly right around that number.
Well, of course, it is a sign of the times in college football that guys look for other opportunities. And word in the last couple days that your All-American offensive lineman, Liam Dobson, has entered the transfer protocol. And I know, this is not news. You guys have been dealing with this for a while with guys who are frankly looking to do whatever they can to get themselves in a position to play at the next level.
Yeah, I mean, Liam and I and the whole staff in general have a great relationship. And he's just, as you know, Rich, has just a wonderful personality, great family, an awesome player. And, you know, we wish him the best. And this wasn't a surprise. You know, we've had conversations with Liam and then also Kenny before that. And the reality is, to be transparent, is, I mean, our season was canceled. And these guys would have finished their careers at Maine. But with some of the uncertainty and then also with some of the new rules in terms of transferring, you know, there's going to be some changes in college football, and you can see it a lot in terms of what's going on with the portal. And we've taken advantage of that the last couple of years as well. So that's going to continue to be a focus. I think it's got to be managed correctly. You know, you want to take freshmen and develop them, but there's also a place to take transfers in this program. So I think we've done a good job of that. But in terms of Liam specifically, you know, it's too bad because it's kind of really because of the circumstances in a lot of ways. But Liam's been awesome throughout this whole process, and we wish him nothing but the best. You know, he's going to go on and continue to do great things, and he'll always be a part of our Black Bear family.
Hard to believe that 2 years ago we were getting ready to head out to the West Coast for the second week in a row.
I, I saw something about that on Twitter about how that was like. I think it was either today or it was yesterday. That was the Eastern Washington game. It's weird because it feels like it was like 2 minutes ago, but it also feels like it was 10 years ago. You know, it just. I think this whole process and the pandemic and everything this year has kind of made things move at a different pace.
Mm.
You know, I think it also makes you grateful too for the things that you do have. And the fact that we, you know, in our program, and obviously Rich, you know, you're really a part of what we do here. I think it's a great thing to be able to look at the players, the staff, and all the great things we've been able to accomplish the last couple of years, especially, and be grateful for that and look towards the future. And I think that's what signing day is. And you know, there's going to be things that change in college football as we move forward. And we got to do a great job managing our roster and continuing to build relationships with guys. But I'm excited about everything moving forward. I'm excited about the opportunity to play in the spring. And it is pretty wild and definitely nostalgic when you think about it, because it seems like a while ago, but it wasn't that long ago.
Well, congratulations, Nick, on what looks like a terrific class here for early signing day. We look forward to more Black Bear news, but most of all, hope you and the family have a great Christmas and get a little time off, and we'll check in with you in the new year as we get closer to preseason.
You as well. I appreciate it, Rich.
Thanks, Nick. Nick Charlton talking Black Bear football with us on Downtown. Hey, our Black Bear Report's brought to you, as always, by ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718.